Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Taf Chav Dalad Amin Aleph. The Gemara here brings a machlekes Rabbeinu Yehuda if you can make a behema as a wall to a sukkah. Gemara starts in Taf Chav Gimel Amin Aleph. And there in Chav Gimel Amin Aleph, the Gemara says, what's the reason why a male cannot make a behema wall for a sukkah? Abayi says, maybe the behema will die. And the Abzeri says, maybe they will run away. And the Gemara says, if you tie it, they don't have a problem, it might run away. And if it's an elephant, you don't have a problem, that it will die. And the Gemara is Mayrech Leah about the exact case of the Machlokes. Here in the Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara asks Akasha, what about Goyel Lekever? Goyel Lekever is not a din, a Yetzi, a Mitzvah's Goyel, both a Behemoth. There's no Mitzvah's Goyel. Goyel Lekever, the question is it Tamei? Does it become Tamei? And by Goyel Lekever, clearly you can't say it's Midir Rabbanan. If Midiraisa is tummy, why would the Rabbanan say it's not tummy? How could the Rabbanan say it's not tummy? But obviously the pshat is that for some reason it's not chal on this behemoth, shame girl. So who adim, who atam, it's not chal on the behemoth, shame mechitza Midiraisa. But why is that? The Gemara says the reason is because it's aymed beruach, it doesn't have a real substantial existence. It's just there because the wind is holding it up, it's ain't asleep in the Adam. It's min hashemayim that it's alive, so it can't be a mechitza. So the Chazon Ish and his Aris on the Masechta asks, what was the svar of Abayi and Rav Zeira? Abayi and Rav Zeira also saw that they can't make it a goyel lekever together with a mechitza and a lechi and a pasi b'roi, so you can't make a goyel lekever. How did they understand that? So he says, perhaps the pshat is that Abayi and Rav Zeira really lemaskana never said it on Rabbi Meir to explain to Rabbi Meir why he holds it can't work. Abayi and Rav Zeira was saying it in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir stam holds it can't work. The Gemara thought that Abayi and Rav Zeira were explaining why Rabbi Meir holds it can't work. And that's what the Gemara was saying, that you don't always have these shushes. But in the end, Rabbi Meir stam holds doesn't work with their eyes. Like you see by girls, stuff like that. Abayi and Rav Zeira actually was saying is, why, if even Rabbi Yehuda that says it works, there's still a problem with Shematav, Shematavich, Nafkamina. It only works if it's tied, if it's all the cases of the Gemara. But he says the Gemara doesn't sound that way. Not mashmali the Gemara. So you have to say it like this. Abayi and Rav Zeira held a goyel. We understand why an animal can't be a goyel. It's not going to be chalach alay shame goyel on an animal. But a mechitza, all you need is something in the way. The behemoth's in the way. It should be good enough. And then the Gemara says, no. Whatever reason why it didn't work as a goyel, that's the same reason why this works mechitza. So that's how the Gemara knew was the deraisa. This is the Chazon Ish shtickle. But it's so interesting that Chazon Ish says that it can't be, he says, it's not mistarvet to say that Lamaskana and Abayi and Rav Zeira meant it according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara thought they meant it according to Meir, but Lamaskana, they meant it according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gain in Bir Agra says exactly that. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it down halacha lemaisa. Because the Gain halacha lemaisa, if a behemoth that we say, well, we all like Rabbi Yehuda, is good, is it only in a case where you don't have the Shema Thomas and Shema Tivrach? Chazish often, when he wrote in the Gemara, he wrote without being ma'ayin yet in the Mefarshim and seeing. He just but al kapanim, that's what the guy says. Mamish like the pshat that the Chazish was shaylo, because the Rambam's truth is he only writes in Hilchas Shabbos. The Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos where he says b'chalaisim mechitzam bein bekelim bein ba'ichlim bein ba'adam afilu behemim v'shayim minichayev v'ayiv zok the Rambam v'hushi kfusim kadei shleyanudu. It's they have to be tied up so they shouldn't move. That's what the Rambam says. Now, where's the Makar? Where'd the Rambam get that a behemoth could be a mechitza, but only if it's tied up that it shouldn't move? Zag the Gain and B.R. Grok is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Chin Samach Bey Safay. Zag the Gain on the Shulchan Aruch there. The Gain's Makar is Sukkot Afkav Gimel. Shem Matam, Shem Matavach. Aye, Abayi and Abzeir said it when they made we passed like a Behuda. That was in the Havimina. But the Maskana wasn't the Pshat Ramei. The Maskana of Pshat Ramei is because it's a mechitza and Echal and Ruch, it's their Isaac to get in. So the maskana zakh the guy in Abayi and Rav Zeira were going in Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the makar. And why did the Rambam write Shema Yenudu? Why didn't he write Shema Yivruchu? Zakh the guy in because the Gemara asked the kasha. Now, how about if the behema will crouch down? If the Gemara asked the kasha, what about between the behema's legs? The Gemara said they kutsu v'dafna. Well, maybe it'll crouch down. Zakh the Gemara, the Masicha v'ashmel, you're holding it up with ropes. So that's what it says in the Gemara. So that's what the Rambam says, Shem Yenudu, not Shem Yivruchu. Maybe one can't move because otherwise it will crouch down and ruin your mechitza. So Zakh the guy another thing. He says the Rambam paskins in Ilchas Trumas that Tareza Gidr Shachas Kaida Misas Yeshua Lechel Chumim Miyad. The Rambam passes you are Chesh Hashem Miyomis. And the Maskana Etzer B'Yudos, the Gemara in Gittin, oh, it's not like a Gemara here, the Gemara in Gittin's Maskana is Rabbi Yehuda does all the prayer, and here the problem is Shem Yibaka at night. That's what the Gemara says. So Rabbi Yehuda holds the Shem Yomis. So what's the chat that the Ram holds the behemoth works? Why don't you face Shem Yomis? The Tari says, because it's tied up. The Gemara says a whole cheshbon that maybe it'll be tied within three tfachim of the roof, and when it dies, it shrinks and you won't realize. Zag the guy, that's a half a minute. That was just to explain why Rabbi Meir holds it's no good. But we don't like it. That was a half a minute. Rabbi Meir holds it's no good because it's midrash no good. Rabbi Huda, vader is a pshat of Shem Yom and Shem Tevrach. The only thing is, you tie it up in a way, yeah, but this shash that maybe, even if after it dies, it'll still be 10 tfachim, but maybe you'll put it in a situation in a way that you won't realize it won't be 10 tfachim, that one not chayshish. So Kumtes, the guy knows the maskana, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down in Siman Taf Reish Lamed, that were chayshish, all those shashish. It has to be kosher, it has to be mesuach le'el, and it has to be in a way that after it dies, it'll also be 10 tfachim. But we're not chayshish, that maybe you make it in a way which it won't be 10 tfachim, and you're not chayshish. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Gayin, and these shashas there in Siman Taf Reish Lamed, the Shulchan Aruch also says that you can make a behemah day from the sukkah, and it says, Sheikshus Behemah Ledeifin, you tie on the Deifin. So, like the Mishnah Berurah, does that mean just good advice? He says, from the Gayin and Siman Shin Samach Beis, we know, it's a Tekanis Gachamim, that Mamish like that shtickle, that a Bayin of Zerul Maskana going to Abhudan and Rebbeir.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekaymas on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.